This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today we're reflecting on the story of Musa alayhi salam, the part in which the sea splits for him and Bani Israel, and eventually Allah Azza wa Jal saves Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from Fir'aun and his army. And this is mentioned in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and there are plenty of practical lessons that we can learn from this bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. You know, the idea was that Bani Israel have been in the prisons of Fir'aun for many, many years. They were tortured, humiliated, subjected to intense labor. Their baby boys were slaughtered every second year. It was just horrible conditions for Bani Israel. And eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them relief, much needed relief. Allah azza wa jal sent Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam grows up in the palace of Fir'aun. He's looked after there, he's nurtured there, he is raised there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam one day, and he says to him, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Allah gives Musa alayhi salam a commandment. He says to him, take my slaves, meaning round up Bani Israel, collect them all, and run away at night. Go towards the sea. And so Musa alayhi salam does that. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, we fast forward, the next morning, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. The army of Fir'aun followed Musa and Bani Israel the next morning, mushriqeen, at shuruq time. So about 7 in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever shuruq time was at that time, they all got up onto their horses. And by the way, Fir'aun, he had an army of approximately 2 million soldiers, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions. And they were well equipped. And thereafter, Bani Israel, who were approximately 600, among them old men, old women, children, babies, and so on. They're not equipped for a war at all. So what happens? Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ. Fir'aun and his soldiers have walked, and they are in pursuit of Musa and Bani Israel. Musa and Bani Israel have reached the sea, and there is no way now. The sea is a giant sea in front of them. There is no way there. To the left and to the right, there is no way. And now they look back, and Fir'aun and the soldiers have arrived. Allahu Akbar. Allah captures that moment. And he says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ. When the two groups saw each other, تَرَاءَ from رَأَى, رَأَى to see. They saw each other. And you can imagine and understand the panic that is going to disperse among Bani Israel. So Bani Israel, as a group, they all would scream out in one voice, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى. The companions of Musa, Bani Israel, they said, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. We have been followed. They caught up to us. We are finished. We're gone right now. We will be doomed and destroyed and ruined. And you know what this is? There are some people in the face of fitan, that's how their reaction is. You see, Fir'aun and his army coming is like the fitna coming. And there are some Muslims, that's how their reaction is, like Bani Israel. They'll look at the fitan, they'll give up hope, and they'll say, we're gone, we're finished, we're ruined, we're doomed, we're destroyed. Us, our children, we're all gone. We have no more hope. Now, what is all this? This is a person losing hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. And amidst this chaos of Bani Israel, one man rises, and that is a prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. And he calms his people down, and he says to them, Kalla, no, not at all. Not at all. We will not fall in the hands of Fir'aun. We will not fall in his hands. You see, he has good thought. He's optimistic. And that's a quality of a real leader as well, to be optimistic. What does he say? He says powerful words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records in the Quran. He doesn't say to his people, nah, not at all, relax. I've got an army, I've a backup coming. I've got weapons, I have gold, I have whatever you have. What is it going to do? He says and he tells them something that is absolutely incredible and should live in the hearts and in the minds of every single believer. He says, إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. I have my Lord with me and He will guide us out of this. Allahu Akbar. This is certainty in the times of calamities. That's what this is. This is him being certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him amidst this fitan and this calamity. You know, the majority of us, we complain when we live in Western lands and we speak about this fitna and we speak about all types of fitan that are at our doors, entering into our homes and on our screens and in advertisements promoting al-haram and filth and dirty matters. And we're all complaining and we're all giving up and we're saying there's no hope for us, there is no chance for us, we're going to lose our faith. But this is the time in which we need that certainty of Musa alayhi salam. In the face of all this evil, in the face of all this corruption, we need you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to rise and to say, Inna ma'ya Rabbi. We have our Lord with us. Sayahdeen, He'll guide us out of this. He will save us from these fitan, from these temptations, from these calamities that we see around us. Inna ma'ya Rabbi, Allahu Akbar, Sayahdeen. And Musa alayhi salam, as I said, he didn't say, I have an army coming, there's backup coming, I have gold here, maybe we can collect the gold and offer it to Fir'aun and he might spare us from his punishment. No, what's that going to do? Gold and people coming to your aid and to your rescue, what's that going to do? Nothing. He went to the highest source. I have my Lord with me. Allahu Akbar. And you see, in order for Allah to be with you, what are you supposed to be doing? How do we earn ma'iyatullah, the closeness of Allah, and Allah being with us in difficult testing times? How? Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah declared and He announced, إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ, I am with you. لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, I am with you. So long as you establish your prayers and you give your zakat and you believe in my messengers and you honor them, you dignify them. وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and you continuously give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just wealth, but you give from your time, from your effort to al-Islam and to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are five matters that if you were to consistently do, Allah azza wa jal is with you. No matter what severe tribulation or calamity or fitna you are going to face in your life. Because that's exactly what you want when you are facing these fitan and these hardships and these calamities and whatever it is. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to be with you, because if Allah is with you, most definitely He will make a way out for you. No doubt. Because now, listen to what happens. إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Because of this certainty, because of this absolute faith that he had, that Allah is with him, Allah Azza wa Jal commands Musa alayhi salam, فَأُحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal commands him, take the staff that's in your hand and strike the sea. What's that going to do? You think of this. What is this going to do? If I told you now, take a stick and strike it at the ocean, it won't do anything. For you and I, it won't do anything. But the most important thing here is that Musa alayhi salam is going to obey Allah's command. Allah commanded him to strike that ocean with the stick, the staff he had. So Musa alayhi salam walks to the ocean and he takes the staff and he strikes it. He didn't question Allah's command. You see, in a moment of difficulty, one thing we're supposed to be doing, number one, having certain faith that Allah is with us. Number two, adhering to Allah's commands, especially in our calamity. Because a lot of people, they lose their faith when they're being tested. No one loses his faith when times are good and the situation is good. People lose their relationship with Allah. People abandon the obligations. When things become really difficult, that's when they give up, right? That's when they start having doubt. But Musa alayhi salam is in the midst of a calamity and Allah commands him. This is a command. Strike the ocean. Just like when you're in the calamity, Allah continues to command you, pray and fast and give your zakat and obey Allah. Keep away from the prohibitions. These are still commands, like this, like this. He didn't question. And as a result, relief came. Fanfalaq, the ocean split in half. It split in half, and that is relief. That is relief coming to Allah, to him. And Allah Azza wa Jal did mention this principle in the Quran. He said, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Anyone who fears Allah. And taqwa means to do what Allah commands and to keep away from the prohibitions. If you do that, Allah will make a way out for you. And here Musa alayhi salam obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal's instruction without question. He didn't say, oh Allah, what's a staff on an ocean going to do? Right? And that's you. I'm telling you as well. When you're commanded to pray, don't say and question. Why? Why five prayers a day? Why al-hijab? Why do I need this? And why do I have to do this? And why do I have to keep away from this? And why is riba haram? And why? Do what you are commanded to do. That's when relief will come. And that's how it came for Musa alayhi salam. And he and Bani Israel were saved from this calamity of Fir'aun and the army being with him. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. So that's the passage here. The message here is to have faith in Allah Azza wa Jal in all times and to be very certain that Allah is with you, especially in difficult times, and to adhere to the commandments of Allah, especially in trialing times. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, relief will come soon after. And I end with a beautiful hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجِبَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ قُنُوتِ عِبَادِهِ وَقُرْبِ غِيَارِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal is amazed at the hopeless state of the servant. When the servant has given up complete hope in Allah Azza wa Jal, and his change of affairs were so close and they were so near. So a change of affairs from bad to good is very near. All you need to do is keep that certainty in Allah, keep that faith in Allah, do what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you, and you'll see its rewards very soon, bi-ithnillah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us all. Allahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.